Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are learning the Melacha of Teichin, of grinding, and this will be the last year on Teichin. The Rama writes in Siman Shin Chav Aleph Sif Yud Beis, he says, Mutar Lefar Lechem Lefnei Atar Gaylim. That means you'll have to crumble and grind up bread to feed the chickens. And the reason is, because Ein Teichin Acha Teichin. What's the Pshat in Ein Teichin Acha Teichin? That means no grinding after grinding. So it's really two ways to learn in the Pshat why it's Mutar to grind up a piece of challah or matzah on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish learns because there's only a Issa Teichin, something that was Mechubar, it was one entity naturally, and then I went and crushed it up, grinded it up. That's a problem of Teichin. But here, a piece of challah or a piece of matzah that was already ground up, the chita, the wheat was ground up, and now I baked it and put it back together into one piece. So that's B'day Adam, and that's not a problem of Teichin. That's what the Chazon Ish learns. That if something has to be naturally one entity and grind that up, that's the problem. Something that's already ground up and just got Mechubar, just became one entity through the Maisa of Adam, that's not called Teichin. The Shvisas HaShabbos learns that the Pshat of Ein Teichin Acha Teichin is once something is ground, so then I can't grind it again. It's like Ein B'Shach HaMish, once it's cooked, I can't cook it again. I can't grind it again. So what's an Afkamina to the Shvisas HaShabbos and the Chazon Ish? Nafkamina would be a sugar cube. A sugar cube, according to Chazon Ish, is not any problem of grinding because it already was, it became one sugar cube by the Adam, by the mice of a person. Therefore, it's not a problem of grinding a sugar cube. Mashenken, according to Shvisas HaShabbos, it is a problem of grinding because now that it became a cube, it went back to being a non-grinded item. And even though bread also, you could say it became one piece, but if bread did not become back into achita, achita wheat is very hard. A piece of bread is soft, so you still see the mice of grinding that you did in it already, and therefore it's called Ein Teichin Acha Teichin. Mashenken, a sugar cube now, is back into a block of sugar. It's the same thing like it started with, and therefore the Fidesh Visa Shabbos would not be mutter to grind up a sugar cube. Lemaisa, the Mishruah Pasuk is Lach Lemaisa. It's mutter to grind up a sugar cube on Shabbos, and therefore we assume that the reasoning is, like the Chazon Ish, that anything that was not naturally one entity, it's mutter to grind up. So why is this very negay? It's very negay for pills. Certain people need to take pills on Shabbos, and the Shaila is the mutter to grind up those pills on Shabbos. So I saw in the Sefer Matnas of Ram that he says that it's mutter to grind up a pill on Shabbos, because had it become into a pill, myself, people made it into, it wasn't naturally one piece, it's a bunch of chemicals they put together, make it into a pill. And therefore, the halach is, it's mutter to grind the Shabbos, it's not an Issa grinding. He wants to go even further. He says, it's mutter to use a specialized pill grinder for this, a pill crusher, because since it's only used for pills, and by pills there's no Issa of Teichin, therefore there's no problem over the Dechav, because it's not possible to be over the Issa of Teichin when it comes to a pill. Therefore, it's mutter to use a specialized pill crusher on Shabbos. I just want to end off that Lagabi grinding chocolate on Shabbos, there's a big machloikas, there's a lot of svarim, the Arka Shabbos and the Kervis Lachas will say that's usher to grind up chocolate on Shabbos, because they hold that when it comes to a chocolate bar, it's mamish right back to where it started, and the whole Maisa Tchina is bottle. But for some reason they say it's usher. Therefore, someone should be careful before he grinds chocolate on Shabbos, he should ask a Shaila.